You can't have my family. Some worshipers, you can't have my increase. Do I have any praisers? You can't have my breakthrough. This means war. Hallelujah, family. God bless you and welcome. Welcome to the Now Network presents Let's Talk About It Now. We're in now with myself, Pastor E, and my co-host, Pastor V. Yes, Let's Talk About It is dedicated to having real talk, dealing with real issues while finding achievable godly solutions. Yes, our team will explore issues relevant to our daily walk from both a male and a female perspective. Number one, we want you to know that we seek the truth without compromising the word of God. Number two, we seek the truth without We speak the truth only from a biblical perspective, and we are calling all men and women of truth to join the discussion, and let's break the chains of our past. Yes, bring your real voice, bring your real issues, bring your real listening heart as we're willing to discover together the truth. Now, we know the truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. The Bible says that who the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. So we are inviting all to collaborate. Let's be about an environment of truth, but let's also be willing to be transparent and be willing to be ourselves here on this network and let God really move through us. I am not a traditional or a ordinary worshiper. I am very unorthodox, and I'm asking those that are looking for something different to join in with us. This is just not about myself or Pastor V or the Now Network. This is about God. This is about us being able to talk about it now. If you have an issue, if you have a situation, if you have something going on that no one wanted to hear about, we do. Nobody wanted to talk about it, we will. And no one will address it. We're going to, with you or without you, but if we want all of your input here on the network. God bless you. Without any further ado, I want to bring in my co-host, my host, this. I'm the host. She's the hostess, the co-host together. Pastor V, the mighty woman of God, Valoris Brooks, from the northern part of our country. Welcome, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you. Awesome. Good to be here. How are you today?
Blessed.
Yes, no, let me tell you.
I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. You see, I'm excited. When I get to singing, you know I'm excited then.
right. That's all right, because you are blessed. Listen, just to be in Atlanta living, you know, for me, just to be here. So, man, like we were saying earlier, the struggle was real this week. But that's okay, because the devil don't get no victory. God gets all the glory. And that's what we're here for, is to let people know that they can overcome, but they don't have to fight it alone. There's once upon a time when we had to, and we had, some of us had to learn alone. But we don't want anyone to have to go through like we went through. So that's what we're here for.
That's the most important thing, is that, you know, I learned that, someone said, man, you know, why did that have to happen to you? I couldn't be effective in my ministry if God had not allowed me to be purged by the fire. I don't regret anything. It was some hard struggles of self, and it was some hard struggles of me, and it was some hard struggles of that I mentality, but God still maintained me. I like that.
Right.
Maintained me to this point that I could really be transparent and talk about it. I'm excited for this opportunity.
And that's a great word that you said. And hopefully throughout this broadcast and other broadcasts, is that word regret, is because one thing that I tried to teach my children after a while is don't have any regret. Play it all out so you can't play it out anymore, because then you know that it's done. It's over and you can move on. But those that still live with regret, then what we have to do is try to help you through the process that God has shown me and shown you on how to get that regret up off of you. Because
ooh,
so many people keep carrying that from relationship to relationship, and not just men and women, you know, relationship or, you know, love relationship, but also with your children, your, you know what I'm saying, your family and even your coworkers. When you carry regret with you, man, that's a hard thumb to come up under. So hopefully you can help somebody with that word. Yeah.
That is. I mean, you look how you pulled that out of there. That word regret. I'd like to say to all of our listeners, this is the first broadcast of Let's Talk About It Now with myself and Pastor V. We need everybody to get on Facebook. We need to blast it out. Tell people they need to be listening to this broadcast, because the number one thing I want to say is that we are no better than you. As a matter of fact, if you really, I'm just like you and you're just like me. But because of the trials and because of the situations that God has allowed us to go through, I believe he's put us together to share that can help you not to have to go through and to come through with a better victory. I know God loves you better than me. I know God has a better plan in your life. And you say, well, Pastor, look at God working your life. He has a better thing for you. All you have to do is allow him to bless you. And that's what we want to do, is show you how God will do that.
This is a judgment-free zone, just so everyone knows. This is a judgment-free zone. We have all been through something. Yours may not be mine. Some of it may be similar. We're not here to tell anyone what to do, but to guide you by the wisdom and through our experience and the word on where to start in helping yourself.
You know, Pastor V, I try to make it simple to most people. Like, I'm preaching to myself every time. If you be like, man, that was a word. Yeah, that was a word for me. I hope you got something out of it. But everything you hear me talk about on this broadcast will be directed towards me being better. And even though I'm not what I used to be, but I'm nowhere near what God wants me to be. And so I'm steadily trying to increase. Oh, my son, I am justified. He has a song out. It says steady increasing. See, I love that, because this walk is a steady increase higher to God instead of staying dormant and say, I made it.
Correct.
Ooh, the preacher's about to preach. No, I'm just playing. well, Pastor V, you've been on the broadcast, you've been on the network sharing your book and everything, but this is a little bit different format. I want to give you an opportunity, 10, 15, you take the time that God has given you to really sow into our listeners. This is our birthing broadcast. If we don't even come up with a topic, I think we agreed in the starting point. Well, the starting point is for you guys to really know who we are. There may be some listeners that are following you that don't know Pastor E fully. I'm going to give you all you need, but I want to first give you an opportunity and the floor to share Pastor Valores and your heart and your passion and maybe even your pain, that as we go forward, our listeners can connect and be bonded with you?
Well, I'm Pastor Valoris Brooks from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at Abiding Faith Fellowship Church here in Milwaukee under the great leadership of Bishop Anthony Oliphant. One thing about me, I did my first sermon back in the year 2000, and that was just back then what they called just training. I was the wife of a deacon at that time, and so our pastor just wanted to make sure that if we were ever called on someplace to need to give a word or know how to start a testimony service and all that, he was giving us training. And I remember it was my turn to do the Friday night service, and I had to bring a 15-minute word. That 15-minute word started off, turned into an hour word with the Holy Ghost just falling. So it was a mighty move of God, and it overwhelmed me. And my pastor looked at me and said, "Just call." And I was like, "God, do what?" So I kept going from there, and I kept questioning it. I kept, you know, kept steady doing what I was asked to do. I was obedient when I was asked to speak or when I was asked to teach. I was obedient, but I had that thing in me that just did not sit well, because I come from the heart of Milwaukee, what we call the Burleigh Zoo, because there was a zoo down there. One side of Burleigh was Black Gangster Disciples. The other side was Vice Lords. And so I was in the middle of both of them. So I grew up, you know, saying in the drug gang, grew up, you know, smoking weed and getting high and doing everything else, sex and whatever else. So I'm like, you must call the wrong person, because you must don't understand what I did, where I've been, and, you know, the things I've been through. But God kept on tugging on me, and he kept showing me that there's others out there like me that don't want to do the things that they're doing. They just don't know how to, you know, to come out. And so, you know, to bring a long story in, when I finally, you know, most of them that know me know I had heart surgery. 2 weeks I'll be celebrating 7 years from having major heart surgery, triple bypass heart surgery. And not saying that it took that, because, again, I still was walking in obedience, but, you know, as they say, help my unbelief. I was walking in obedience with unbelief at the same time. And so it took from there, and I cried to God, and I said, teach me what this thing is that you called me to do, for real. Because if not saying my life depends on it, but if my life and somebody else's life depend on it, I'd rather do what you asked me to do wholeheartedly and get rid of this doubt and see you in peace than keep struggling with it. So I laid there, and I said, teach me. And for a year when I was laid up in the house, God taught me through the Spirit, the things, you know, truth of the word, some, you know, some more truth, reveal some truth, because I was one of those ones, you know, I repeat what the pastor said. You know, I would go read, but I would keep, you know, take their understanding for what it said. I was like, let me show you something. Then after that, he was like, now I got to deliver all that junk up out of you. And most of it was relationships, because, But they say that word, that T-H-O-T, I was that back in the day. So he said, I got to deliver you from the relationship. So he taught me a process called, he said, look up the grief process. I looked it up. You know, that's more so for death. Said, now I need you to go through each one of those stages. And I need me and you to talk about each one of those individuals that you connected yourself to, that you feel for some reason you seem to can't go on with all these people, with having all these people in you. So we went through, I mean, when I say me and God cried and we argued and fussed and everything else, he finally brought me to deliverance, where I was able to let go of that past. So now I'm connecting to as many people as I can, and I don't see what happens, Pastor E, is most people see the action or the reaction of a person. So you see somebody drinking, you see somebody wearing the wrong clothes, you see somebody, you know what I'm saying, all his hair and makeup, or you see this dude, you know, hanging on the corner and whatever, and you see that and you judge them. But God showed me, listen, remember you once was like that, but your heart wasn't there. Your heart was different. You didn't want to do that. You was doing that because, number one, that was your environment, or number two, because of your hurt and pain. That's what you did. You picked up the bottle, you picked up the drugs, you did, you know, picked up the sex or whatever. So I need you to see past that outside of a person, and I need you to start helping them solve that problem that's causing them to have that reaction. And so from there, once I, you know, start talking to people, I will always say, what happened? That was always my first question. What happened? They be looking like, huh, what happened? Let's talk about that deep issue that's causing you to feel that way or act that way. And when people started approaching me and started sharing the deep parts of them, I realized I'm just like them. I'm just like you. I'm not above you. So let's really talk about this and get you to a place of health. And I thank and praise God, because I promise you, Pastor, there is a God. This is not something I raised my hand and signed up for, because it takes work. It takes discipline of yourself. It takes you still dealing with your tests, your trials, your temptations, your, you know, everything else, and still yet got to be, you know, that's when I learned to, you know what, I'm just going to be transparent, because I'm not going to live no double life, okay? I'm going to let y'all know Pastor Valor still has struggles. Pastor Valor still has temptations, okay? I'm reading the same Bible like you read it, so why don't we just sit here and read it together? Why don't we talk about this together? Why don't we see how we can help one another? You know, I'm just anointed to be able to help draw something out of you, and you can turn around and help draw somebody else, you know?
Yes,
so
that's right.
It's been a mighty move to now I'm at this point on this live broadcast with you. So I know that there is a God, because he told me once before, he said, I'm going to make sure that your voice, you know, is heard to many, as many people, as to thousands of people. And I looked at God like, I don't know how you're going to do that, but, you know, and this is one of those avenues.
I still sit back and be like, hey, how are we going to do that? How we gonna do that? And look, I be moving around, and people know me, that I'll be like, what? People say, man, God, I'm just being transparent, because we're being very transparent. Mm-hmm. People say to me all the time, like, Pastor, everybody know you. I'm like, I just do what God called me to do.
That's right.
The doors are opening, and the people are recognizing. They've been seeing me for 30 years, but now there's a different draw, because it's not about me. You know, I love your transparency, and I want to say that your testimony could be rewritten as mine, because I have done things. If you wanted to say you did it, or you're thinking about do it, call me first, because I probably already stepped in those shoes.
I already did it. Have you ever had that question, though, where God be like, Lord, why did I have to go through all that? You know what I'm saying? Because you got to realize, during those times, Pastor, even when we was going through that, we were talked about. People turned their back on us, all kinds of. We was the worst of the scum of the worst, and everything.
Well, you know, I'm a PK kid. You know, and this is something I learned when I got really not saved. Because see, there's a difference between being saved and being saved. See, when I was saved, it was because my mom and my daddy was Christians. But when I got saved, I knew that it wasn't about religion; it was about relationship. But when that changed, you know, as a PK kid, words that were spoken to my ear formed who I became. You know, we said we were going to be transparent tonight and really try to open up some things. But I remember as the preacher's kid, they used to always say, he ain't going to never make it.
Right.
I remember as the preacher's kid, they say he's the worst. And teacher's kids too. Preachers and teacher's kids back in my growing up days were the hellions, were the ones that weren't going to make it. But as I learned the power of words, Pastor B, I now, you know, as a man of God, I'm saying, you know what? It wasn't me. It was the words that was spoken to me. They told me I wasn't going to be no good.
Right.
They even said to me at one time in my life, I'd never make 18. Woo, thank God. I'm at 55 now. Oh, my Jesus. That word didn't live. But other words did live, because I used to try to be the worst.
Right. Listen, in competition to be the worst. Yes.
I was in competition to be the baddest. And they'd be like, look, your parents both, you know, you got it. They got a church. They got a daycare. You got it all. And I used to try to be worse than the ones that didn't have nothing.
And one thing that the parents that's listening to us need to understand, because you might have a child right now that you just wondering, you know, why are they gone like that? You raised them to church, you done this and you done that, and you crying and you praying and you worried about them.
Ooh.
Like he said, and like I'm saying, it said, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. From the age of 5 years old, I was in Lutheran school. I went to Lutheran school from kindergarten all the way to college, because that's what my mother put me in: Lutheran grade school, Lutheran high school, and Lutheran college. So like you said, even though it was Lutheran, the word was being taught. I can recite the 19th creed to you still now. You know what I'm saying? The whole cantata of the birth of Jesus now. But that word stayed in me, even though it was taught in that way. that word still stayed in me, that when at the in time of trouble, I still knew who to call on. But the thing was, is like I tell people, okay, I went to the other side of town and went to the Lutheran school and sat there in religion class and in church and, you know, communion and all that other stuff, but I still had to come to the hood, which was the street. And unfortunately, the streets just won at that time. But guess what?
Right.
God still got the victory. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes.
So those parents that you did what you needed to do. The seeds was planted. All you got to do is just keep praying on the seed. I promise you, they'll come. They'll come through.
Don't give up on the seed that has been planted. Because believe me, if you know it was good ground that you planted it in, you know there's no other result to have but a good harvest. And it's dynamic that we can all recognize the Job syndrome. That goes from all of us. God allows those that he know can make it. He'll never put more on you than you can handle. But as we're training our children, we have to know that the words that we speak to them are so dynamic, because that's the things they're going to rely on. That's what's going to stand on, even though the other falsehoods come and try to deceive them. You know, I was sitting here and I just flipped open. I promise you, this was the Holy Spirit led. I just plopped open this book I have in my hand, and it says, "I found the answer." I ain't even going to read it because I'll start crying. You'll start crying. Pretty dynamic word here is that you decided to write you this letter. I found the answer. I told you I'm gonna bring this your book out in this, because it's some dynamic poems in here and some dynamic writings that can help anyone. Because if it can help me, it can help anyone. To find the answer is to really, first of all, make a decision to examine yourself and to know that, you know what? This helped me, Pastor V. I let everybody off the hook. Even though people had led me wrong, and even though people had gave me wrong information, and even though they didn't tell me the whole truth, I had to come to a decision and a realization in my repentance area is to say it wasn't their fault, because I knew better. My parents told me don't listen to folks that don't tell you the whole story. My parents told me don't get into anybody else's car. My parents told me to don't go in anybody's house. They told me to don't go down alleys. And I did all those things, and when it happened to me, I start blaming people.
Right.
Oh, you should have told me that was going on. I already knew that. So I had to, you know, that was my repentance to say, you know what? I forgive everybody. It wasn't their fault. It was my fault. And then it wasn't the devil. The devil didn't make me do it. He presented me with options. I took the options. It falls on my plate. I was disobedient. I was rebellious. And I didn't listen to nothing that I heard, because my parents told me a lot of good stuff.
Right.
But I never got revelation, Pastor V, until I submitted to myself and say, you were the one. Stop blaming folks.
Come on.
Take your own responsibility for your mess. Go ahead.
You got to. And it's interesting that you say that, because it's an awesome experience where there's this young couple that wanted me to kind of just help them, you know, to start it in their relationship. And so I made some fun activities, you know, for them to get to know one another and things like that. But the first step that I told them that they needed to take was to take your phone, set it on record, and do a I forgive you video. And that's that releasing that baggage, releasing all the people that you had before this individual, forgiving, you know, whoever, so you don't cross over with that unforgiveness now in this new relationship. And so they, you know, it was hard for them, but they did the, you know, I forgive you video to their past. And so I had went to Bill Winston conference, and it was a mighty service. And I remember going back to the hotel. Right. Awesome. If y'all have never experienced that campus, y'all got to go. But I remember going back to the hotel, and I was asleep, Pastor E, and I was waking up in the middle of the night in my sleep, and the Spirit of God said, you need to do an I forgive you video. You don't have to record, but I need you to sit there in your spirit and do an I forgive you. And Pastor E, I'm sitting there like, okay, I've already done this. I'm not telling anybody to do something I haven't already done. I've already done the I forgive you video, so maybe there was somebody I forgot in my spirit or, you know, whatever. So I rolled over. You know how you sleepy in the middle of the night when the spirit moving. So I said, okay, So, and I just started in my, you know, because I told him, I said, don't think about it. Just start talking, and the people and the situations will come to you. Pastor E, I'm laying there. I said, okay, I forgive you, Valores. Wait, hold on, Valores. Why my name come out my mouth?
Yeah, where you?
Let me start again. I was like, let me start again. That wasn't right, because I need to put a Jack John or somebody name in it. So then I said, I forgive you, Valores. Wait, man, what is you doing? What you mean forgive me? And I laid there, and he said, say it. And I had to forgive myself.
Ooh, come on.
Again, for all that, you know what I'm saying? I forgive you, like you said, Valores, for not listening. I forgive you for being disobedient. I forgive
yes.
you. And like you said, all those small things that you think did not matter or did not drag on with you, it was those small things. It wasn't, you know, it was forgiving. I forgive you, Valores, for lying.
Oh, they
I
matter.
Forgive you, Valores, for lying on somebody. You know what I'm saying? Those things
yeah.
matter. The Spirit took
they
me through there, man. I'm sitting there, tears coming out my eyes. I'm crying, about to go in. And I was like, wow. You know, I didn't know that all that still was in me, that I was still holding on against myself, even though I released other people. Even though when people don't release you, have you ever experienced that, when people don't want to forgive you, but you still say, well, God, I got to forgive them, but you still got to do it. You still got to forgive them, and you got
to
forgive yourself, even if they don't ever release you.
It's imperative. It's imperative. But you touched on something about forgiving yourself. You know, for a long time, you know, instead of going to college, I had a scholarship, which got hurt because of, I hurt my knee my senior year. They gave me 2 years that the following two would be contingent on me being healthy. Then being rebellious to my father, I enlisted in the Marine Corps. He was retired from the Air Force. Top quality service. I went to the Marine Corps. So for many years in my life, I used to always, if I woulda, coulda, shoulda, I had to forgive myself for the woulda, coulda, shouldas.
There you go. Yes. Ooh,
you know,
right there.
It's still some people out there listening to me right now thought you were supposed to be in the NBA because you got game. Get over it. Let it go.
Right.
Let it go. The decisions you made, you have to now let go of that. There are people saying today that they're not where they are because they had to take care of a child.
Right.
Accept what God has given you. And forgive yourself.
Because what will happen is, and I don't want to cut you off, but what will happen is that then your eyes will forever be over the other fence. Your eyes
yes.
will ever be looking at somebody else and comparing your life. You will never be satisfied with you. You wonder why you're not satisfied with you is because you're not doing what Pastor E just said. You won't let that thing go. You won't let go of the woulda, shoulda, coulda, because they did and you didn't, and now you keep comparing your life to what your life would have been like. That's called jealousy and envy, y'all. And you don't realize that thing will take root in you, and you will forever, you know what I'm saying? That's why people overspend. They overspend when they say keep up with the Joneses. You're trying to keep up with a life that you thought that you should have had, and God gave you a different life and say, listen, I'm blessing you right here. You actually got more than they got, but you sitting up there, you know, counting their dollars, but I'm counting your spirit. You understand what I'm saying? You're more rich than they are. Why are you doing? So if you don't let go of those woulda, coulda, shouldas, you will forever keep on looking over the other side of the fence and thinking other people's grass is greener, you want to be like them, and why did they do that? You don't realize that you done set up jealousy and envy in yourself.
And that is a sin, jealous and envy. See, this is the starting point. I'm loving how the Holy Spirit is moving through our communication, is that as we go forward, we don't know what God has said. We've launched tonight. We're projecting once a month. God may say different, but in this, we want everybody listening to know that this is needed. This is just not for ratings for the Now Network, because if you know me, that's the last thing. If one listens, I'm good. This is not about building up Pastor E, Pastor V. We're not trying to go to Channel 7, Channel 13, Channel 11. What we're trying to do is be very, very open to listen, to listen to your needs, to your concerns, that we can really be transparent. Oh, I love that word tonight, transparent, about I go through just like you do. And even though I made it, even though I'm going higher, the temptations still come.
It still come. I mean, because that's still the enemy's job. Y'all think that, right?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Oh, they saved. They don't go through like me anymore. They preach. And no, it's not that we don't go through. We just don't let it affect us.
Correct. That's it right there.
Most people, you know, most people that go through things, they go around. They don't fight and go through. They go around and end up right back where they started from. I've just learned to go through the obstacle and knowing that God will not leave me or forsake me, knowing that God will protect me. God has his covering over me, but it still ain't going to feel good. But I have to go through.
I like that you said go around. Ooh, I was slick about going around. I used to think I was cold. If I don't know, like I thought God wasn't going to catch up with me or see me or something like that.
Yeah.
But my thing is, you know, I always say my body game so cold, it's just BY and the ego catch up. I'm not trying to stay around. But God, you know, like you said, and then it comes right back around. And then when I'm sitting up there, now I'm more mad and I'm more upset about the situation. He like, if you just went through the process like I told you to, it wouldn't have took this long. And you wouldn't have had to deal with it. Because the problem, reason why the children of Israel took 40 years is because they didn't want to go through the process.
Oh my
God. You wanted to have this and you want water and you want everything else your way instead of like just trusting God and doing it God's way. I'm like, listen, okay, when he finally told me that, I said, I'm not gonna be 40 years out here and unproductive and unfruitful. Okay, how we do this? And then like you said, every test and trial, you sit there, you go through it. Sometimes I'm going to tell you to keep your mouth shut and you don't tell it until you're on the other side. I don't care if you got to go and run in the bathroom and cry about it, whatever you got to do, you're going to go through it. And I promise you, I come out faster that way. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that it don't last weeks, like it's just a day. I'm saying it doesn't last years like some of the other stuff that was put upon me. Man, that stuff, like, whew.
As practice comes in, Pastor V, I'm learning that it goes faster now. I don't have to go through the stuff I used to go through. That strength and that the enemy knows what don't come at me now about. But there's new challenges coming. Oh my God. Ooh. You grow
in prayer.
And people think, come on now, because you know who to call. See, I used to call you. Pastor V, I got this going on. Help me out. No, I'm calling Jesus. And then Jesus lead the person he wants to call me. And then before you know it, everything is all right. Oh, because I now know to really lean on Jesus. That was my starting point when I really started leaning on Jesus and using the power of his name.
You have to. And then, like you said, we learned to call on Jesus faster. I remember when I didn't have a car, Pastor E, and I was on the bus. And I was talking to God about something. Do you know I was just sitting on that bus crying and praying? And I kept saying, no, Jesus, not right here, not right now. He said, nope, we're going to do it right now. You called
right
on
now.
Me, so we're going to do it right now. Right now, I'm on the bus. I'll never forget, I was on the number 80 going up 7th Street towards Burleigh. Most people know that in Milwaukee. And I'm sitting there, and I bet you people's looking like, is he okay? I'm like, but God is dealing with me right now, right here on the bus. Because I learned to take it to him in prayer. I don't wait to get home. If it happens on the job, I go on the job. If it's time in the car, I go in the car. It don't matter. Wherever it hits me, whatever the problem, the situation, that's when I take it to God in prayer and learn not to be embarrassed about it.
Come on now, because prayer works. I'm encouraging somebody out there tonight. If you heard one thing tonight, and if you didn't hear anything else, leave with this one. Pray. The number one rule is don't panic. But pray.
Ooh.
If you call on God first, we got a shirt. We have shirts for sale with that. The number one rule is don't panic. Pray now. And it works. I'm telling you, it works. It works. And if you see anything going on in my life, I want to share with you out there today. He'll do more for you. Just learn. Don't panic. Pray now. Oh, my God. There's something I want to share with the, you tap right into it, Pastor V, is that before we can even go any further, there's someone out there tonight that needs to know that things aren't working for you because you're still in a state of unforgiveness. Before anything ever worked, I mean, I'm talking about preaching and singing and traveling and doing all kinds of things for God. But nothing ever worked for me. It didn't. People say it worked. Just because you're out there in the limelight and you're doing things doesn't mean it's working, number one. But number two, to see the productivity of God is not on the outside, it's on the inside. So even though you saw me on the outside and it was all happy, the thing on the inside was not, because of unforgiveness. The Bible says in Mark chapter 11, And I'm not going to go through the whole teaching because I can preach on this one. And my covenant partners out there know, oh, is he going to go there? No, I'm not. But the Bible says, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. See, forgiveness isn't for the person. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness isn't to, yes, it's going to affect the person because now you've released them from whatever they thought you were holding them to. But forgiveness was for me. Because I could not be what God wanted me to be. I could not receive what God had for me. I could not even walk in the footsteps of God because of unforgiveness. And unforgiveness can be so minute, but it can also be so grandiose. Oh, I'm throwing out some words tonight. But it's still the same, is that you have to release it and know that if you want God's your best, it starts with you giving other people their best. Someone out there that you say, you know, I'm over it. I let it go. Just need to hear a word from you to say, you know what? I'm serious. I forgive you. Some people are going to say, so what? You still have to forgive. Pastor V said that earlier, that to love those that hate you, to give those who steal from you. I'll take a spin on that one alone. To forgive those that still don't forgive you, forgiveness is for you. And I want to just really, really, really push that tonight. That we're about to grow. We're about to grow in elevation with God. But it's going to take us being in agreement and knowing that everything we speak here on this network is about you. Being better with God, not being better with me, not being better with Pastor V, but being better with God. Then we'll really know how to appreciate one another. That's my little segment tonight in this broadcast. Forgiveness is the key. We must forgive, and it starts with me. Woo, you said it. Forgiveness starts with me.
And one thing people, they have to understand, absence of the person plus time away from the person does not equal forgiveness.
It doesn't.
That does
just
not
cause
equal
forgiveness.
You don't see them anymore.
Yes.
That's right.
It takes
and
work.
I don't care how long ago, you can say, you know, it was a long time ago, I'm over it, but are you healed from it? And the healing only comes by forgiveness.
It does. Families out there, you don't want to be at that gathering. You don't want to be at that. You need to forgive yourself, first of all, for the anger. You need to forgive yourself for the animosity. You need to forgive yourself for not releasing. And then you'll have a spirit to forgive because you remember that God is the forgiver of all sin. It starts with you. It starts with me. We're going to do better on this thing. I am so excited of what the spirit is already revealing to me. With this broadcast, let's talk about it now. I know I've even picked up some grand nuggets to look forward to our next meeting. But we want to give people our listeners out there an opportunity to chime in. You may have a question for myself. This is the first time you met me. You may have a question for Pastor V just to get involved. We're not really honing in on any particular subject. Our next broadcast will definitely be talking about your first hurt.
That first hurt
that made you hurt folks or kept you getting hurt. It's either one way or the other. That's going to be our next broadcast about that first hurt. How did it affect
so
you?
I need people now to
go ahead.
I need people now to open up their closet and go in there and get that skeleton and be ready for the next broadcast. Okay. So we're giving you some homework. Go in that closet and get that first skeleton, that first hurt, and have it ready for the next broadcast.
And don't play. Don't play. Do not play.
Don't.
Go deep in that closet. Because I've been working. We talked about this a couple of days ago. I've been like, look, well, wait a minute. I'm not going to give it away. But, yes, I have already opened up some layers. There's some layers in people's closets that we didn't build a wall. Oh, I'm okay. Then you build another wall. Oh, I'm okay. Then you build you got to break all those walls down. Go deep, family. We're going to pray that before we end tonight.
Yes.
To break all those walls. But we want to give you an opportunity, as I said, to dial one right now and to get in the conversation. Yes, this is Let's Talk About It. This is for you as well as it is for me and Pastor V. Minister Carolyn, good evening, woman of God. Welcome to the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor and Pastor. Pastor E and Pastor V.
You know, somebody already sent me a message like, y'all think that's cute, huh? I'm like, well, hey, it just worked out that way.
That's what they call me too, Pastor V. So we didn't make that up.
That's what they call me. That's my name, really, Pastor E. People, if you ask somebody, what's his name, Pastor E? No, what's his real name, Pastor E? Oh no, wait, maybe now, Pastor E. Now.
Right. How can we help you, woman of God? Go ahead with your comments, sweetie.
I was just calling to say that I always get something from the segment, and even the last part about the forgiveness, it is hard. I went through changes with my sister and I, like, for years after my dad passed, and she sold his house, but at the time, I was getting high, but I made her the payee of my check to make sure the mortgage got sold. I mean, I didn't get that loaded that I wanted to give up my dad's house. And it hurt me so much that when I was sick and couldn't walk and was laying in the hospital, that behind my back, my things were moved out and my dad's house was sold. And at first, I wanted to really fight. You know, I went to court, and then at the last minute, I just thought, like, the house wasn't mine. I didn't work for it. My dad died on his deathbed saying that he didn't want me out of the house. I took care of my dad, but I thought that I had to forgive. And I kept saying, like, Pastor E, like, oh, I forgive. And every time we had an argument, I would pick it back up and I would throw it at her. But it was more like the words that was coming out of my mouth were bullets out of a shotgun, because I was coming for her, like, really hard. And it wasn't until I moved away that I removed myself from her, because I ended up having to stay at the sober living house, which caused another problem, because I didn't want to be treated like a client. I wanted to be treated like a person that was put out of their daddy house and they had no choice but to come live here.
Right.
And I was very arrogant about that. And we would argue and she would say, well, why are you here? And I was like, because it's free. And you saw, I mean, I was very mean and hateful and just, I was so bad that I got on my own nerves. And the alcohol and the drugs, it didn't help any. But I started hanging around different people.
Okay.
And the Holy Spirit started talking to me. And I could hear my mother's voice. And she was telling me, you're just being hateful and evil. And I removed myself. I packed up everything, and my sister even fought me about that, leaving. Because she didn't know where I was going, is that controlling.
Right.
And I left, and I put everything in storage, and I didn't let her know where I was for 6 months. I blocked her number, but then the Lord told me, unblock it, because anything could happen. So I gave her a chance to conversate with me, but not long enough for us to get into an in-depth, because I needed time to heal. And
right,
and it wasn't until I started humbling myself and praying, and I knew that I was blocking my blessings. And even though I was upset at this house being sold and me not getting no money, and it's like now I look back and I'm like, all the money I did get, I used on drugs, and I was in a good in it. But now that I'm different, money is just flying from. I needed a car the other day, and she popped in the dealership with $2,000. I'm like, maybe this she did put somebody up, you know. Maybe she did say something for
you. But my sister, you said something very clearly. You was on drugs. Even though she was mean and it seemed like that, but she still got you. Because I see you guys' relationship growing.
I want to say, no matter what, no matter how much we argued and fought and cussed, whenever I needed her, she would just pop up. The house that I'm in now, I was going to rent a house at some raggedy place, and she popped up. You're not living here. Mama, turn over in her grave if I let you stay here. And I ended up in a beautiful place where I am.
Yes.
And it's like it was her money that paid for them. So I'm like, maybe it was my mother speaking out of her grave. Don't give her nothing.
Right. No, they probably already made an agreement with her before they even went through that, to say, you take care of her, but don't give her nothing of substance as long as she out there smoking it up.
Yeah. And that's my story. Even when mother was alive and I got sediments,
that's a blessing that she sees that, though. You know what I'm saying? Most people wouldn't see the beauty of what came out of it. Because, again, God knew that what you could not handle. Even though the parents may have said it, but God also knew that you could not handle and you was not ready for it. So we always have to give him praise and glory for what he blocked. You know, we think that was a loss, but it really was a game.
You were saying about, I do sometimes, and it makes me want to cry right now, I get drunk crazy. And my sister's like, I got 25, 26 years clean, and I still get them. But I don't know how to deal. I just ball up in a ball, and I just cry. And I'm a minister now, and it's like when that part of my life, my addiction shows up, it's like Satan knows that I'm scared of it.
Don't be embarrassed by it, though.
I'll do everything.
Ooh, take it. No. Take it by the horns and be like, I know you there, but you will never get another dollar out of this.
Don't be embarrassed by it, because that's what he plays on. He's playing on your shamefulness and your embarrassment of it. And once you learn to not be embarrassed about it or shameful about it, and I'm not saying you got to be as bold as me and Pastor E, but we talk about it like, I still have temptations as well. Once you become bold, then Satan backs down and can't really use that against you, because he know that you'll first tell on yourself. And you'll pray about it, and you'll help somebody else with it.
Yes,
so once you take away the embarrassment and the shame of those desires, and when they come, trust me, the devil will leave you alone with it. Or they'll come so far and few, you'll forget that you even had an addiction.
And you'll know how to reach
them. Because some people know me, and I'll be thinking that if I say that, and you know how they say pick up the phone and call somebody, I'm like, if I do that, they'll be like, oh, she back on that stuff again.
Well, you already know. Call me.
Look, in my own room.
Yeah, you know already to call me, because I'm gonna tell you, girl, quit. But that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I have an invisible. Oh, it's a bad necklace too. The best Rolex, any kind of 29 karat gold around my neck. You can't see it. Only I can. Then it has this clear glass bowl with all that stuff I did and all the money I wasted and all the drugs I used built up in that ball. And believe me, I guarantee I touch it about 3 times a day, because it remembers me what I'll never do again. See, some of us need momentums like that to really be able to focus on it, to know it's still there. But I have been able to be, by the blood of Jesus, to contain this and to still, because let me tell you, I'm back at the hood. This is where I grew up at, where I'm ministering now. Long Beach Boulevard, Rosecrans, Compton, Alondra.
Yeah.
That's where I was slanging. That's where I was doing all the – I ride down them streets grabbing that thing there. Oh, I'll never do that again. Oh, look how much money you wasted. Oh, look how many people you hurt. Oh, look. That helps me to go stronger and really address it daily.
Right.
All the transgressions.
Well, you keep tuning in, because I think the next broadcast that we do is going to really help you. and it really going to help you to bring more of that out. So we're already prepared to take – I took notes of some things that you talked about, so make sure you're on and look out for the next broadcast, because I'll touch a lot of what you just said, because trust me, you don't know about the sister and thing and forgiveness. But been there,
amen,
done that.
Amen, amen. And you can – and Minister Carolyn is my co-host on Real Talk with Pastor E on Saturday mornings. And our topic for the whole year, season of 2018, is domestic violence next door. So she's available. She'll be on the broadcast tomorrow morning. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Minister Terry from the Now Network, welcome to Let's Talk About It with Pastor V and Pastor E.
Amen, amen. Good evening, Pastor V and Pastor E. I tell you, that is catchy and that sounds good. You know what? I'm listening to you guys. You guys have been discussing some hot things here tonight. And I love what Pastor V said. He had to draw out of you so you can draw out some others, because I feel that right now, that's what I'm going through now, because I know the Lord has drawn some things out of me, and I'm sharing with some people in my life and my family, close knit, to draw them out of what they're going through too. So glory be to God. And Pastor E, you know, forgiveness. And I heard Mr. Carolyn touch on that, and unforgiveness, that's something we just cannot live with. And we have to forgive. We have to forgive. It ain't easy, but we have to forgive for ourselves and for our Heavenly Father. And I love what Pastor V, you said, you can call on him. You called on Jesus. And I know, because I have been there too. Oh, yes, Lord. I call on him. And like you said, you can call on him anytime, don't matter where you're at, what you're doing, call on him. If you have to go and get you a quiet spot, call on him and get into prayer with him. Because I know, there's so many times throughout our walk we'll need to just call on him, and he's available and he wants to hear from him. I say glory to God. Jesus. So good. But I'm enjoying this, and I'm looking forward to the next episode. I tell you, this broadcast is awesome. Awesome, family. Yeah. And I say I love you all, and looking forward
love
to you,
too.
Mighty woman of God. And you too, Pastor Rick.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, that's something I want to put in there, is that we're looking for your topics too. We're not just trying to come up with everything. We want to let's talk about it. You getting involved in it. Send us messages. Send an inbox. You don't even have to use your voice. We'll be the put us under the bus. Let us be the ones that have to bring it out. Ask the questions that you've always wanted to ask. But we're gonna make sure we get you the right answer. And that's going to be a guarantee. But we want to hear from everybody to get involved with this broadcast. You let us know. Do we need to go every 2 weeks? Do we need to go once a month? We're going to wait for your suggestions to come through. We're not going to push a broadcast on you, because I've been doing that for 5 years. I've been going seven days a week, and I've been pushing broadcasts on people. And the Lord said, kind of, let's let people get a little bit more involved and ask for finishing strong. Ask for pressing over the hump. Ask for, well, there's a couple of broadcasts that we're going to do regardless, but just to get more input from our listeners to know this is just isn't about me getting on here preaching or teaching or sharing. This is about us being effective and being available for what is going on in your life right now. I'm not trying to tell you something about last year. I'm trying to talk about stuff you just went through at work today. I'm talking about stuff that you do your job is what you do. I'm talking about stuff that you're dealing with that boyfriend or that live-in or that.
Listen.
Let's talk about it.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to talk about that baby too, over 40. Good Lord, that's now.
Now.
Amen,
that's right.
Amen. Yeah. I tell you.
The struggles of dating, good Lord, now.
Now.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, Minister Terry is alumni of our singles corps here at the Now Network, so she knows what we're talking about now.
Oh yeah, right now.
Minister Carolyn is an alumni of our singles corps here at the Now Network. So
you know
whatever
what
God is going
Pastor,
to do. What's that?
Yes, but I'm in a relationship. Oh Jesus. I'm in a relationship.
Well, I'm in a marriage.
Yes.
I'm in a marriage.
You know.
I am married. I'm
talking about
with Jesus. I'm married to
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Lord, okay, but you know what? We're going to talk about those ones that's married to Jesus and still got the struggles of temptation and other stuff. Okay.
Come on now.
Yes,
see,
Lord.
I was going to go there. We got to understand that you can be married to Jesus, but that
Jesus
first
can't take me to the movie.
Now, Paul said,
Jesus can't take me to the movie.
If you can do it, God wants all of you.
Right.
But for y'all that are just like him, you better do it the right way. And so we want to be that transparent to know it's okay to have the thought.
It
it's okay to want. It's okay. But let's do it the right way this time. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want to go over any more bad mistakes. That's why I want to talk about it.
That's right.
So I can get some clarity and I can get some assistance. Mm-hmm. And I know that when, you know, this is dynamic, family. When you confess to your brothers and your sister, don't mean you're wrong.
Yes,
that means you're accountable. See, I'm confessing to y'all because I want you to be able to say, well, Pastor, wait a minute. I heard you say, and you've heard me say things, this network has been going 5 years, and I know people can say now, wait a minute, that's contrary to what I've heard you say. That's why we do this, is that we can be accountable. If I go left, you better get me back right. Don't throw me under the bus.
Right.
Get me back right.
Amen. Amen.
All right,
accountable. You're welcome. God
bless you,
Mr.
Terry.
God bless you.
Amen.
We got, Pastor,
you were talking about two more.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No. I was going to give our last call and say we have 2 minutes to take more calls. If you have a question, dial one. We're here waiting. But no, go ahead.
No, you were talking about that thing, the thing that you have to remember what you came through, and that's what my book is about. My book is that, you know, my treasure box of the things that I've come through. And even though it still doesn't tell all of my testimony, just told a little bit to try to help somebody else. But at the same time, I try to put my deepest struggles in that in order for people to understand, listen, that's why I mixed it up between things, you know, times when I wasn't saved to when I was saved, because guess what? Sometimes the struggles ran together. You know what I'm saying? It was like,
I'm saved,
I'm still in this struggle. So you wouldn't know reading, like, okay, she started at the beginning and went to the end. No, I mixed it all together because it stayed mixed together for a while. But that's what that book is to me. It is my treasure box and my remember of what I came through.
Well, it's the name of the book is Beautiful Nightmares by Valoris Brooks. We have copies here at the Now Network here at EST's for you now. Sharon Moses, who is live, 323, last 4-4-8-6-6. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, Sharon Moses. How are you, woman of God?
Hi, Pastor, you said something just now. You said don't panic, but pray. But today it's like I've been panicking because I just found out that I'm going to be a grandma. But she's been going through a lot of problems, so to the emergency room. So I just wanted to get prayer for my son, girlfriend, and the baby.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, first of all, nothing's by mistake. And God is in control right now by you releasing that request unto him. I know you're already praying. So I want to connect with you in the same amount of faith and in the same amount of belief and in trusting in God and everything. I want to now connect with all of our covenant partners that are willing to open up the portion room and give so into the portion room. For those that are first time listening, the portion room here on the Now Network is a place that we've designated for God, that we can give freely love, joy, healing, compassion, anything that you have that you can release right now. We implore you to sow into the portion room. But we want to be distinctive tonight that Sharon's son, we're not going to throw names and put people out there, but Sharon's son, his girlfriend, his fiance, his wife, and the child right now are under the hedge of protection of Jesus Christ. We thank you right now, Heavenly Father God, for receiving our offering of love, our offering of praise, our offering of healing, our offering of deliverance, our offering of obedience. Right now, we sow freely without any a return without any without any ulterior motive, Lord. We give freely right now that you receive. Well, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that the spirit of cleanliness, as the spirit of holiness, as the spirit of Jesus flows right now into that hospital, into that delivery room, into that fleshly body right now, that the healing of Jesus is now overtaking. We believe right now, not by power and not by might, but by your spirit that is done. We now step into the realm of already finished to say thank you. We step into the realm of already done and say glory to your name. And we thank you that everything that is done, everything that is requested, everything that is petitioned is for your honor, glory, and praise, Lord, that you be lifted up. We are not in the equation. We are purposely pushing you into the position where you deserve to be, all glorified, all honored, and all lifted up. So we thank you today. We believe today. We receive today, and we achieve the ability to tell somebody about you on what the things and the goodness that you have done. It's finished. It's complete. It's done. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Pastor V, go ahead. You pray on that.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that this child was already predestined to be here, Father. And, Lord, we know that your hands and your angel's protection will see this pregnancy all the way through, Lord, and with a healthy delivery. So, God, we thank you for the spirit that's about to enter the world. We thank you, oh God, for the call that you already have upon this child's life, God. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony that the child will already give for the struggles of coming here, but yet still will give you glory, honor, and praise.
Yes.
Lord, we ask that you calm the hearts of the grandmother right now, Father. Don't let her panic. Let her know that all things are in your hands, oh God, and let her just rest easily and enjoy this process of becoming a grandmother, Lord. Touch the couple, Father, Lord, and keep your hands upon them, Lord. Let them know, Father, that if they give their life to you and keep their life in you, Father, all things will be done, Father. This we ask in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And I'm going to say this to you. You know the seeds that you planted in your child. You know his heart.
I know.
You know his heart. You know his drive.
Okay.
And you know that he will not, fall far from what you've already sowed in him. It's dynamic that we talked about that, is that, you know, don't give up. The number one rule is don't panic, pray. Heavenly Father God, okay, all them seeds I done planted, I need them to harvest right now. All them words that I done put in there, I need
planted.
That to get.
Right.
Yeah, that's when you start to speak
that
word.
Planted as well. He got to go through his own test, though. So remember, those seeds that you planted, it still has to come through his own test. Even though you feel like you're being tested, this is no longer your fight, Mama. This is his test, his struggle, his battle to come for him to prosper through what you planted in him. And sometimes that struggle is a little bit difficult, and we don't want to see our children go through it. But we have to let God be God. And you got to come over here and be Mama, just be a praying mother and a praying grandmother, right?
And what's that word? Grandmother? I think that's scaring you more than anything.
That's what I've been praying and praying day and night. I've just been praying and praying. And he's just seeing him cry so much because, you know, he's so excited. And then just that I'm going to tell him it's a 50-50 chance that they might lose it, you know. So that's what
well,
I'm saying.
Well, that 50-50 chance. And I'm going to, I'm going to get on you. Oh, you know, you already know it. I said, I already been in this loop because I know to all parties. Anyway, we'll talk offline. I ain't gonna do that. But anyway, that's done. There's the 50 is gone. There is no 50% chance. There's 100% productivity that's going to result out of this bond. But it depends on how we attack it. Oh, yes. Pray for me, y'all. Pray for me. But bless you, Sharon. And know things are going to be it's going to be awesome. Thank you for dialing in and giving us an opportunity to connect with you. Amen.
Thanks for prayer.
Amen.
Amen. And I have one of Pastor V's books over for you at the at the shop for Mother's Day, so come get it. I want to extend that to all my mothers. Happy okay. Mother's Day. You say, and there may be happy one out day. There say, I don't have any children. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You've been raising somebody else's child, your niece, nephew. You are a mother, too. We want to just worship God for you today and to thank God that without you, none of us could be who we are. And without you, the possibilities that have come into our lives wouldn't be possible. And without that sacrifice, oh, my God, I didn't know the sacrifices that women make to even go into childbearing. You know, that's the closest step to death in any other situation is childbearing. And I want to honor our mothers here for this weekend coming up. Be celebrated. And if you don't have a son, call me. I'll be your son for a day. Pastor E is the son for a day. If you don't have a son, I'll be your son for a day, and we'll celebrate you on this Mother's Day. Amen. Any closing remarks, Pastor V?
No, just definitely enjoyed this and enjoyed the callers that called in. And like I said, to the last mother, and we have to make sure we jot that down for another subject to talk about is, you know, releasing our children, you know, especially yes. when they come of age. It's hard as mothers and fathers to release them into the world and let God be God because we still want to be everything. So just want to, you know, just put that out there for the mothers and the fathers that God is going to be God. He has them, and nobody has them better than he has them. So we have to talk about that as well. But I truly enjoyed you. Definitely thank you for the opportunity. I'm so now looking forward to the next one because this is going to be fun, productive,
fun.
Spiritual.
Fun.
Right.
Yes.
We're going to laugh. We're going to laugh at ourselves.
We're going
to
cry.
Lot, so.
We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. We're going to embrace each other. We're going to support each other.
Right.
But we're going to talk about it because it's needed. The collaboration between men and women, regardless if you're married or if you're single, we need to still talk about it. And I know God can heal some great things. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. This is what I, you know, you'd be on shaky ground. You're like, okay, this is the first broadcast. What are we going to do? Remember I told you earlier, no script, no format. Let's let the Holy Spirit go. Now I'm up here like, okay, let's go another hour and a half. Take a break. Let's come back with another one. But we'll be getting back with everyone and promoting the next broadcast. And as I said, if this is in your spirit and you're saying, no, God, we need this, let us know. We'll make it happen. We'll sacrifice. But we want to not overburden anybody, but we want you to know we're here for you. Right now we're at once a month. We're going to talk offline and possibly do another broadcast before the end of this month. And see what happens, but we want your input. So please share with us what God is putting on your heart. God bless you, woman of God. I thank God for you, and I know this is anointed and appointed by God, and all the things that He's doing in your life are about to just explode for the seeds that you're sowing in those empty hearts and in those empty minds that people can live again. Yes. Bless you. Bless you. Good night, family.
Good night.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.